Welcome to the Premium Way podcast, a space where premium is not reduced to aesthetics or price tags, but understood as identity, as a way of life. In here, we operate at the intersection of psychology, perception, strategy, leadership, and the invisible signals that decide who gets chosen, trusted, and remembered. Our philosophy? Ditch the stereotypes. Ditch the idea that premium has only one face. Premium was never meant to be sterile. It was meant to be rich in character, reflective of your true core and your dream buyer's deepest desires. Like the finest wine, layered, complex, unique, unmistakable to those who know what they are tasting. Refined without losing its edge, unafraid to be different, and impossible to confuse with anything else. This is the room where the ordinary stops applying. This is where standards are set, not followed, and where premium stops being something that you chase and becomes something you embody. This is your permission slip to succeed your way. I'm your host, Yasmin, and this is The Premium Way. One of my favorite topics is on the horizon and on today's schedule, and I am prepared to debate about it. If you don't know me yet, let me share a little secret with you. And it's a tiny little bit vulnerable, but who cares? This is a safe space, isn't it? So I'm the type of person that doesn't open her mouth until she actually has something substantial to say. Now, why is that vulnerable? Because in the past, and still nowadays, it tends to block me. Because while I feel like especially everyone on the internet is just blasting out opinions all the freaking time, this is my POV today, this is it tomorrow, this has been my POV all last year, and this is my POV of this year. It's like changing seasons like you're changing underwear. I personally do find that very cringy, and I can't relate to that. But also, I just want to make sure I have researched and proven my point and don't just throw out another unsubstantial opinion. So whatever you listen to when it comes to my work, when it comes to my content, when it is about reading what I put out on social media or what I talk about in here on this podcast, be sure your girl has put in the work, has put in the hours, and has put in the research. Now, the relatability lie. Sometimes I want to pull my hair out when I see another post or another podcast episode or another guidebook or another person speak on how important it is that your brand is relatable. And if it wouldn't tear apart your ears, I would let out the most ungodly scream that I could right here, right now, but I'm containing myself, right? Premium is a way of being, and I am not led by my emotions. Not fully, at least. So, why is relatability a lie? Because relatability is the death of expansion. Let me elaborate. When something is relatable, it means something like, oh, been there, or oh, this is exactly what I experience right now, or oh, this is exactly how I feel. It's about shared experiences. It is about something that we have normalized. Now, in order to expand, land on our next level, we need to normalize new things. We often need to outgrow what we currently have normalized, whether it is a pattern or a worldview or a set of choices and behaviors we're showing up in our day-to-day life with. Something we haven't normalized yet is not relatable to us, but it also doesn't mean we don't want it. And this is the lie about relatability. Everyone tells you your brand has to be relatable, because otherwise people won't feel safe or won't see themselves in it and don't aspire to be in touch with or have or become what you are selling. And that is not true. I can't relate to the majority of my mentors, or I couldn't relate to the majority of my mentors before hiring them, because they have normalized something that I haven't normalized, that I haven't had normalized at the point of hiring them or just before that. Now, did that mean I couldn't see myself in them? Absolutely not. I saw all the ways in which they were unrelatable to me, and it just deepened my desire. It just deepened my hunger to get exactly that as well. I see someone, or I saw someone back then, that was so fucking dripping in riches, that was good with money, that was unfazed by whatever circumstances life threw at them. That wasn't relatable to me. I was a trigger bomb on two legs. I was shit, to be fair, with money and all these things. And then I invest in someone who has this unrelatable reality because I want it and I want to normalize it for myself. So please, for the love of God, or whatever the thing, the person, the spirit is that you believe in, drop the aspiration to be more relatable, unless you want to land in the friend zone. Because when we're so fully relatable to someone, there is nothing for them to expand into when being in touch with us. And that kills authority, and that kills desire to buy from us. Especially, I shouldn't have to make this disclaimer, but especially in the premium and luxury league, especially when it comes to work with a premium audience, with a premium clientele, since we are here in the Premium Way podcast, okay? We're not talking about mass marketing. We're not talking about people on the internet who look for a new bestie that they can see themselves in. No, we're looking at it from the lens of being the brand who not only wants to be paid decently, but will be and is paid decently by a premium buyer, by a high carat buyer. The reasons my highest paying clients have hired me in the past are all things that were unrelatable to them. One of my clients has seen me pitching and promoting my one-on-one room on social media for weeks in a row. And later on, after hiring me, it wasn't even the first thing she shared with me. But later on, she shared with me, "I've been observing you before hiring you and how religiously you've been consistent with promoting your one-on-one for 3 weeks straight. I don't have that consistency yet. That is not normalized for me at all yet, but I want to get there. I don't want to stick my head in the sand just because for 3 days someone didn't respond to my story with an inquiry." Another client was watching the way I was speaking about and selling my one-on-one. And she was like, "I'm so good at selling programs with all the functionalities and all the bullet points and all the features and all the facts. But when it comes to an open room, like one-on-one mentoring or one-on-one coaching that doesn't operate on a clear curriculum or schedule, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to position it. I don't know how to speak about it. I feel like the only thing that's coming out of my mouth is fluff. And I want to learn that from you. I want to master that. I haven't normalized that yet. It's not relatable to me yet." The things about you that are most unrelatable right now are not supposed to be covered up or made more relatable. These are the things you are supposed to leverage the F out of in order to be the highest paid you have ever been. So let me wrap this up. Unrelatable doesn't mean I can't connect to this. It means I have not normalized this yet, but I want to. And you showing this yet unrelatable reality to me makes me associate you with something that I want, someone I want to invest into, someone I want to learn from. So your job, again, is not to make yourself more relatable. Your job is to identify what you have already normalized that your audience has not normalized yet and what they will normalize with you inevitably. And instead of hiding it, softening it, or apologizing for it, you lead with it. You position yourself around it. Because premium brands don't expand people by being familiar. They expand people by being slightly ahead and owning that. And that is why relatability is a lie. Because the moment you try to be more relatable, you are often, not automatically, being more accessible or desirable. You're just being more familiar. And familiarity is a death of expansion. It doesn't create expansion. It creates comfort. But expansion, true expansion, on the other hand, requires some form of a friction. So every time you make yourself more relatable, you subtly communicate, I'm here with you exactly where you are. I can feel you. And while that feels nice, it just removes desire and tension. Because if we're standing on the same level, there is nothing for you to grow into through me. And what I really want everyone to understand is that unrelatable does not mean disconnected. It doesn't mean cold, and it also doesn't mean superior in an arrogant or a holy way. It simply means I have already normalized something you haven't yet. And since you want it, I'm the one you pay. Period. And think of it. Every single expansion you've ever had in your life came from being exposed to something that initially felt unrelatable. A new income level, new way of leading, new caliber of client, a new standard in relationships, a new identity. None of that felt familiar at first. Familiarity is a lie. Expansion always felt foreign or edgy or slightly uncomfortable, but you wanted it. And that's why you leaned into it. So the things about you that are the least relatable right now are actually the things that create the most authority, the most desire. These are the things people would pay you for and pay you the highest for. So if you want to stay in the friends club, be relatable. But if you want to lead people into expansion, own in which ways you're slightly ahead so they can catch up and therefore expand. And that takes your brands into the premium league. Because premium brands aren't coined by being familiar. They are coined by being directional. And what better way to be directional than helping someone truly bridge the gap they are currently experiencing between where they are at versus where they want to be.